I want to know if you've found, through your research, the ability to program some of these things that have been injected.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. What is the extent of the programming that they're able to do?
The Department of Energy's database are digital entities, beings. They can literally take the coding of this DNA and transmit it.
They're not given names. They're given a series of numbers to identify them. And they are all from IBM, all of them.
And it also appears that it's really, when you say programming, that, you know, that indicates it's something that they're preset. All of these things self-assemble. All of these things are responding and communicating on EMF frequencies. And in fact, they're amplifying it. A gigahertz worth of input creates a terahertz of output. We found that in the military trial with C459-1001, where 44,000 service members were being tested on the COVID shots. In that trial, they used something called the InTouch eDiary, and it was reading real time what was happening inside the vax people's body and reporting it to a company in Israel. It's real-time data. It's just what Noah Harari says. We need to have intelligence on what's happening inside people's bodies. It's already there. They already have that. The hardware has been installed if people got the shots.